Chapter 8. Why was I so brazen, so forward with Peter? I was 37 years old and had never before been alone with a man, never mind with a man with a mouth like night. And yet I'd always preferred men's company to women's. When I was at Radcliffe, Annie wanted to hire a smart young man to help me with my studies, but Mother immediately stopped her. She'd met with the young man. With his deep brown eyes and lovely Italian hands, he was far too handsome to work with me, Mother said. I might be taken with him and forget about my studies. She ordered him replaced. Now, with Peter near, all that was pent up inside me came alive. I was a rushing train. He saw so much, maybe too much, of me. I waited, fidgeting, on the hotel's sweltering front porch the next day. The morning air crackled around me. The ting-ting-ting of the flagpole's metal reverberated in the breeze, and the scent of motor oil and rubber tires rose from the hotel driveway. I inhaled Peter's scent of pine soap and coffee as he ran up and down the steps. I knew he was packing the waiting taxicab with our six trunks. Just then the slap of footsteps on the porch made me stand up straight. "Where are our suitcases?" Annie had come out of her room and stood beside me, brushing her fingers against my hand. I inhaled her menthol cough. Peter put them in the cab. Well, at least he's learning how to treat women, not like most men we know. Her hand was tense in mine, and my heart sank at how sick I felt she was. Then Peter returned for us. He installed Annie in the front seat of the cab. The closing door made a reassuring